Brothers and sisters, it's within the gospel of today that we hear talked about a tradition and also a commandment. So we got to make a little distinction between those today, and I will hear momentarily in this homily. But first, let's go back to my homework assignment of last week. I gave you the homework assignment, everyone, after I preached on the idea of that we are all called to serve, to lose our life for the sake of other people in the course of our lives. And my homework assignment was go home and read Matthew chapter 25, and you'll understand who Jesus truly wants us to serve. So let's look at Matthew 25 and see what we learn from it today. First of all, it told all of us, be ready. We know, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is going to come and call us home. When it'll be, we do not know, but we know it'll happen. The Lord will call all of us at some point to serve everyone. When it'll be, we do not know, but we know this, it will happen. So number one, be ready. Number two is this, we are all called to do our part. Here in Matthew chapter 25, the first is the parable, everyone, of the 10 virgins. Five are wise, in other words, ready. Five are unwise, in other words, not ready. Then we hear the parable, everyone, of the talents. And what do we learn? One has five, one has two, one has one. In other words, everyone has something. So when it comes to the command to serve, no one can make an excuse and say, that's not me. And finally, the last 16 verses really lay it out. It lays out who, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to serve. In many ways, the outcast of society. The ill, the stranger, the hungry, the naked, the thirsty, and those in prison. What does Jesus say? When you serve these, you serve me. Society today says, not them, but we say, but that's us. That's who we're called to serve. And with that, let's turn our attention to the gospel of today. Do you ever notice whenever Jesus tries to teach something, always, always somebody's right on his heels. Somebody's always dogging him. I'm going to share with you a little story, everyone, about a 7-year-old priest who went on a retreat. And during the course of the retreat, he came to realize something that he had known, but it really stuck out at this retreat, and it was this. When he preached to his people, he preached comfortable sermons. In other words, he never challenged them. Comfortable sermons to comfortable people. He went over backwards to try to make everyone happy. And he was reminded, everyone, of a priest who was moved to a parish not far from Churchill Downs, the famous horse racetrack. And that priest, when he was there, everyone, one Sunday, got up and preached a homily on the evils of gambling. And he says, trust me as a priest, I've seen this happen many times, how gambling can destroy a family because what happens? Well, they gamble it all away. Then they turn to their neighbors, their friends, whoever they know, and say, give me, I'm about ready to hit the big one. And all of a sudden, what happens during the week? The president of the parish council calls and says, Father, I just want to warn you, some of our greatest contributors are those who work at the racetrack where there is a great deal of gambling. Not much later, he preaches everyone on the evils of tobacco because he realizes he had just lost someone in his own parish, everyone, and he decided just to preach on it because of what it does to families. We realize the lung cancer, everyone, and premature death. So sure enough, during the week ahead, guess who calls? That's right, president of the parish council, and says, Father, I just want to warn you, some of our most generous supporters are people who make their living by growing tobacco. Well, not long after that, he decides to preach everyone on the danger of alcohol. Now, we all know how dangerous alcohol can be when we go over with it and how it can cause everyone DUIs, and we've lost loved ones in some way or another through drunken driving. Preaches that. Guess what? President of the parish council calls him up and says, hey, Father, I just want to warn you. There are many generous contributors to this parish who work in distilleries for which Kentucky is famous for. that the pastor had enough. So he asked him, what do you want me to preach on? What can I preach on? This is what he said. You can preach on warmongers and crooked politicians because we do not have those in our parish. Okay? See, there is someone that dogs. Today, when you hear about the scribes, you should say, oh. See, the scribes, everyone, were the scholars of the law. And they came a journey about 4 mile distant to hear Jesus. And just as soon as they get on the scene, what happens? Sure enough, they see something unfolding that they don't like. And what is it, everyone? The disciples do not wash their hands before they eat. So they say to Jesus, now Jesus hasn't done anything wrong. Notice what they say. Jesus, why do you allow your disciples? This isn't even an affront against Jesus. They don't accuse Jesus of doing it. Why do you allow your disciples to eat without first washing their hands? Now, in the first 5 books of the Bible, we realize that there are more than 10 commandments. There are actually, besides the 10 commandments, 603 other commandments laid down in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. If you were to read through those books, everyone, and I was to ask you, where do you find the commandment that all people must wash their hands? The answer is this: you will not. There were requirements of priests washing their hands, but for everyone else, there wasn't. We call that, everyone, a tradition. Here's an example of a tradition for you. You know, every Christmas, everyone, many of you put up a Christmas tree. Okay? You either pull out your artificial tree, you go out, buy one, you bring it in, you set it up, everyone, put on garland, lights, ornaments. You may even listen to Christmas music, sing Christmas music, read Bible verses. Finally, on top goes the star of the angel. How many times have I ever told you, Father Schuster, now it's close to Christmas time, and I say this, it is my commandment to you that you put up your Christmas tree. Have I ever done that? I never have. Is it a commandment? Nowhere. What do we call it? We call it a what? Tradition. It's a custom. It's a tradition. Here's a commandment. Later on in the gospel, Jesus says, it isn't that what comes from without that defiles, rather what comes from within. To this day, everyone, if you actually read Deuteronomy chapter 14, you will read what Jews are allowed to eat and not to eat. This is a command. And I'll just lay out some of them for you today. A Jewish person is not to eat horse meat or pork. They are not to eat blood, and there is a process for getting rid of it. They are not to eat shellfish, lobster, shrimp, oysters, and clams. So what do we learn already, everyone? If you have Jewish friends, this is not a good present to give them. All right? This is actually a command because it is laid out in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 14. And you know what the Jewish people thought? Whether it be a tradition or a commandment, if I follow these, God will be pleased with me. And Jesus says this, wait a minute, stop. Stop. He says this, horse meat, pork, blood, shellfish, lobster, shrimp, oysters, and clams do not defile. Even everyone, the idea of doing this, not washing your hands before you eat will not provoke the ire of God. If it did, I'd be in trouble. When I was out in the farm, everyone out in the field, you tell me where I was going to find a hydrant and soap. It was impossible. I hope God isn't mad. He didn't strike me with lightning yet, anyone, so I don't think he is. So what is Jesus trying to tell people? He says this, your lips are far from me. You speak on your lips, but what is far from me are your hearts. So in closing today, I want to give you an analogy I've been using this week. I want you to help me with this. If I took an orange, everyone, and I squeezed it in front of you, what would come out of it? Orange juice. Okay, if I took your body and squeezed it, what would come out of you? Blood, most likely blood, a large quantity of blood. Now, if I could, and I could squeeze blood, what would mainly come out of the blood? What's the main content? Water. Now, that's physical. Here's the question I want to ask. Spiritually speaking, not physically speaking, spiritually speaking, if I squeezed every one of your hearts, what would come out? Lust, money, power, prestige, or would people see the face of God? That's what Jesus is saying today. What's in your hearts? What's there? Hopefully we see the face of God. And how do we know that? Well, go back and read Matthew chapter 25. It's a pretty good understanding, everyone, of whether we are living the life of Jesus Christ. So keep that before you, brothers and sisters, as we gather once again on this Lord's Day and we celebrate our sacred mysteries.